This is NugBS Job Search Advice Radio, and I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Everyone knows that networking is the way to find a position. Statistically, it shows up, and the stories I always hear from job hunters indicate that 2 out of 3 people, sometimes more, find their jobs through networking. And there's a couple of classifications of individuals that people forget about, and that's what this show is going to talk with you about. 2 categories of people that you need to remember as part of your search in order to be effective. Now, if you find this show helpful, if you learn something from it or were reminded by something of something by it, give NugBS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever service you listen to, and a good review. It helps other people discover the show. And then afterwards, I hope you consider coming over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and join, because I've got a lot more information there to help you. So with that, let's get on with today's show. This video is about some of the forgotten people to network with. People who know you, are willing to help you, but so often people forget to connect with them and ask for advice. So the first category, and I'm only going to talk about 2 categories tonight. The first category of people that individuals forget about are former bosses, former managers. You know, those people who watched you day in and day out performing your job. These are folks that are senior to you and connected with others in you. To some degree, their networking expertise is something you should model yourself after, because many of them have joined professional organizations and gotten involved. Many of them continue to have lunch with, dinner with, talk with former subordinates, former managers of theirs, not to change jobs all the time, but to stay in touch in case they need that relationship. This is something to model yourself after, and a person who you should reach out to. Next category of individuals that people tend to forget about are clergy people. No matter what your religious group, the clergy have a connection with their, and excuse me if I use the wrong term for your religion, I apologize, I am ignorant of some of the terms. They're familiar with their congregation, their attendees, their participants, and might know some of the professional needs. Now, it's not like you're going to go over to your religious leader and go, I need a job, I'm desperate, help me. But you're just going to say, in case you might not know this, I'm in a situation where I'm looking for work. You might hear of something that could make sense for me. If you do, if you could point that congregant to me, I'd appreciate it. And another thing, whether it's your former manager or the religious leader, you might just simply ask whether they have any advice for you. Now, the nature of the advice is going to be different from person to person, and whether or not this is a business person versus a religious leader. And the advice is worthwhile. You may think that advice from your religious leader doesn't fit, but it may be the most important advice that you get. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and if you did, subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever service you listen to the show on. And then from there, give it a great review, 5 stars, a great comment in iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show, helps us with rankings, things along those lines. So NugBS Job Search Advice Radio will be back tomorrow with more advice to help you. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Visit me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come join me there. I look forward to helping you. Have a great day. Take care.